Hi, Gemstones, and welcome to another bonus episode of Takes All Over the Place, where we dive further into Julie Sunderland's Criterion Collection with the star-studded Primal Fear. This movie has literally everyone. Maura Tierney, Andre Brower, Frances McDormand, Ed Norton, Alfre Woodard, Laura Linney, Lester Holt, the dad from Frasier, the dad from Ugly Betty. Like, fuck, dude! And also, like, Richard Gere. At the tail end of his erotic thriller phase, right before his rom-com era, this bride ain't ever gonna run away from you, baby, and that I can assure you. We can one night stand for 7 months. Sorry, I must have picked up an accent when I visited Crickwood. Spelled like creek, but tastes like a dissociative murder as a reaction to, as always, unfortunately, a topical Catholic Church sex scandal. Let's dive in. The entire time I was just like, okay, there's like a major prominent member of the Catholic Church. When's it gonna happen? When's it gonna happen? When's it gonna happen? Whoop, there it is, abuse. I felt like Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect, where it's like, whoop, there it is. Lesbianist, lesbian. Twists, though. They abounded through this very long movie, but it went in like a really quick flip. Mm-hmm. So Julie, why did you recommend this movie?
Because Edward Norton does such a good job at acting in it.
Was this pre or post Kaiser Soze? Because it had very much that vibe.
Pre.
Okay.
Way pre.
His breakout role.
Yes. But he wasn't in
The Usual Suspects.
Right.
You know, I just felt very just like it was just like pre. He like had us the entire time. It felt very Kaiser Soze. Also mixed with a little Wag the Dog. Sometimes you say things just hoping they land.
So imagine that, like, when I saw this, Edward Norton was no one.
Yeah.
So, like, now when I watch it, you're like, oh, he's in the beginning scene as a choir boy. Because I'm sure you're like, oh, maybe Norton, Edward Norton. Uh-huh. But I was just like, who are these white guys singing? And then, you know, it's all revealed in a different way. You guys already know he's this, like, amazing actor and blah, blah, blah. But you know none of these things. It was his first thing. And so you're just like, what? When the turn happens, you're like, fuck.
So
Frances McDormand, I don't think you mentioned her.
I did.
Did you? She was also amazing.
I mentioned everyone. I was just like, what? Every time someone. Also, Frances McDormand, I've never met someone so.
Never met her?
I've never met her, and I want to. I've never met someone so poorly suited for youth. Like, I saw young her, and I was like, absolutely not. That does not vibe. I need her to be her current Frances McDormand because that energy fits. When she's like all young looking, face taut, I was like, no.
I loved her in this like academic therapist where she's like, he's textbook.
No, she absolutely killed it, but I was just like, oof, no, your face is too taut, the skin is, it's like, what are we doing here?
I don't know if that's
I think that's or not. I think that's
really weird.
Feminism.
Whatever this time era was, I don't even know when this came out.
1996?
Everyone looks so old because the fashion is so terrible. You know what I mean? Like, Laura Linney looks younger now.
Yes.
Andre Brower looks as old as he is now then, you know, because their clothes so are so big.
Allegedly. He allegedly looks younger now. Allegedly.
Maura Tierney is 30 years younger. She looks exactly the same.
Yeah. Yep.
So this is really weird that because of the fashion at the time, everyone just looks old.
Yep.
30 years ago.
I know. I mean, the 90s didn't do anyone justice, but like, God, what a decade. It was like annoying when it first started and it was like, yeah, you go to a prostitute if you want to do this and do this. We're like law dudes, bros. And I was like, disgusting. And then I saw Maura Tierney as just like, oh, here's the woman who works in the office. And I'm like, what is happening? And then I kept going and I was like, what is happening? What is happening?
And then you're like, what do these two stories have to do with each other? And why is the dad from Frasier here? And why did that guy die? What the hell is happening?
Everything but Frasier.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Bad as like a person.
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, he acted his goddamn ass off.
He's a theater.
He's a queer icon. Yes. Everyone on that show was gay, even if they weren't gay. Everyone in Frasier is gay.
Andy was
Ross,
in the,
you're not fooling a goddamn person.
That other gay movie with the baseball team.
Out of My League, Angels in the Outfield, Air Bud. If you build it, they will come. Come in my ass. Whatever. Homophobe.
So were you in it? Were you enjoying it?
I was in. Initially, I was just like, what's
Broken Hearts Club. That's what it was called.
Oh, right. Never seen it. Is that next?
No, it's not great.
No, so initially I was just like, okay, so this is like a typical like 90s procedural. We're lawyers and we're men and we're like doing male lawyer things. And we're cocky and we're arrogant, but the women love us and the Laura Linney thing. And I was just like, okay, I've seen it before. And then I was like, okay, is this going to like originate the trope? And then I was like, it doesn't even matter anymore. It doesn't even matter what we're doing in the Vale. It's like Game of Thrones. It's like, just drop me through that fucking air vent and put me into Edward Norton's cell so I can question him.
Looks like The Usual Suspects was the year before. I was wrong.
Interesting. Yeah, because it felt very much just like, I played you all. Oof, when he said that, so his alter ego, Roy. What was his actual name?
Aaron.
Aaron. When he was like,
well, his real name is Roy.
Yeah, yeah. But he was like, so Aaron never existed? And he was like, or so Roy never existed? And he was like, no, Aaron
He's
never
like,
existed.
Damn it, Marty, I thought you were with me right there at the end.
Yeah.
So fucking creepy.
So creepy. So then, okay, here are my nitpicks. We're going to get there already.
Sure.
So if Aaron never existed, why did Roy do all that stuff in front of the bishop?
Did the abuse stuff?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Aaron did exist. Like, I feel like there's got to be some level of repression. Like, I don't think he actually had multiple personalities, but there must be some level of, like, engagement versus repression. Don't you think?
I don't know.
I think instead of his trauma manifesting in a dissociative personality disorder, it manifested in him becoming a fucking psychopath, and that's how he did that. So it's still, like, trauma-induced, but one is way more like, aw, and one is way more like, oh.
Well, because one, you're
girl,
like,
I thought you were gone.
There's still a guy to save here. And he was like, there's no fucking saving me. I will kill everyone.
He's like, oh, I did get caught, though.
What can you do?
He just kind of slipped in like, yeah, I murdered Linda also.
I was like, poor
fucking bitch had to go.
I mean, the entire time I was like, what happened to Linda? Who did what to Linda? This photo is one you only see on Snapped. Where did she go? Cotton Eye Joe.
So was it too dated?
No. No, I thought it was really...
No, honestly, I was just like, Laura Linney's hair looks so thick but got thinner. Edward Norton's hair looks so thin but got thicker. Science. It's crazy.
He's had like a dry spell. But in the beginning, he fucking slayed. So it was Primal Fear, People vs. Larry Flint, American History X, Rounders, Fight Club. That is crazy.
Yeah, and that's just in
like
a couple
of
years.
The last 2 years of the 90s.
Yeah, that's... But then there's a bunch of nonsense, and they tried to be the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no one enjoyed that. Well, Liv Tyler was in that, too. Yeah. I wanted that for her. It was weird, too, because I was like, why is Richard Gere the only one who was on the title card on, like, the VHS copy? And I was just like, these are major fucking stars. And I get that they weren't at that time, and he was the big dog. But it was so fascinating to see his, like, you know, original American gigolo. Just, like, we've seen his penis to erotic thriller to just, like, I'm going to be in every rom-com known to man and also Chicago. It's like, let's fucking go, Richard.
For guys in Chicago.
Yeah.
I thought he was great in this.
Oh, he was amazing. Yeah. I loved, like, Runaway Bride is one of my favorite films. And that scene, like, honestly, I think this is why I, you know, when people get salt and pepper hair, I'm just like, what?
Salt and pepper hair. You don't look at me like that.
Absolutely. Well, because you have made it very clear that there are boundaries and I'm respecting them. but when he showed up in that film and then got his, like, hair dyed and, like, wore that hat and just, like, oozes sex appeal. So, like, I understand why Laura Linney was like, I need to take a break from you, because when I start, I can't stop. Once you pop, the fun don't stop.
It's another like nitpick. Has Laura Linney ever smoked a cigarette in real life? That's not what it looks like.
No, it was one of the first times that I've seen a cigarette on film or in media and didn't have a desire to smoke. It was so unappetizing the way she was doing it. I was just like, put some goddamn effort into that.
It was structural, though. I mean, yes. And she did it several times. Every time it was the same height, the same angle with her hair. It was great.
And I was like, bitch, if you're addicted to cigarettes, and first of all, there's no just one cigarette. There's like, oh, I'll do one here, and then also here, and then also here. Oh, my God, I'm smoking full time again. That's why you have to be ever vigilant. But the way she was just holding it aloft instead of just like sucking that bitch down, I was like, you would have gotten through half of that just walking out of the courtroom. Also, respect people's laws. That's not a bar. That's a fucking bar in an event space, but you're not at a fucking dive bar. Also, you're in a court of law.
Glory. I know, and then she goes
just in the judge's chambers.
Alfred Woodard's chambers, and she's like, do not even think about lighting that cigarette.
And it's like, she's gonna smell that tomorrow.
Yeah, and then she pulls out like the heaviest, loudest glass you've ever heard clink clink before they... She's like, let's all go home and go to bed.
Oh, I love her.
She's so good.
She's amazing. I'm ashamed to admit that I didn't know who Alfred Woodard was until Desperate Housewives. And she showed up there, and I was like, okay, she's new. It's different.
You're new.
I'm brand new. I'm fucking brand new.
You're fucking brand new.
So Shaughnessy never got in trouble, right?
I don't think so.
That's disappointing.
Well, that's life, isn't it? The white men with money never get in trouble.
He killed the mobster that I liked.
That was so sad. That was so sad. But he should have fled.
It was part of the deal. Take the $1.5 million and flee the city.
But it also didn't mean like anyone has like liberty to fucking shoot you. Talking about brand new. Maura Tierney, when she's just like, he's a priest for God's sake. It's like, grow up, bitch. Have you ever met a priest who hasn't done some insidious shit? Show me.
It's prescient.
Prescient?
I know. I love that you both were like, oh, great. Priest, here comes abuse. Yeah,
within minutes. It was just like, uh-oh, choir boys and a skeezy priest.
Born in the game. Also, when, what's his name, Senor Gear, was like, don't use heinous. I was like, I forgot that there was a world before SVU because no one knows anything more about heinous than a courtroom. I was like, no one will understand it. I was like, in the criminal justice system, sexual-based offenses are considered especially heinous. And then she went with it anyway. She was like, I'm going to use the fuck out of this word heinous. Mm-hmm. Heinous.
So how many gemstones would you give it?
I'd give it like 92. It was a cute time. Although it was like way bloodier than I was expecting.
Yes.
When he died, I was like, okay, so like we're just chopping off fingers now.
Ooh, yeah.
It's like we're just going to start.
That was right away.
Came out of nowhere.
That's foreplay. And then we're just going to go into the stabbing. 78 times. That is... That's a Roy move, for sure.
Roy was mad. And you don't want to see Roy when he gets mad.
I don't. Mm-mm. And how many gemstones are you giving it?
I'm at a 90. Yeah. I'm not positive. I'm not rewatching it maybe immediately, but I loved it.
Not like an episode of New Girl, but...
No. But I really had a lot of fun with it. It was so creepy. Like, it ended. It scared me.
Yeah.
He's so scared.
No, because it went on for so long, and then it suddenly was over.
I mean, like, Richard Gere is, like, exactly the type of confident asshole that, like, I love in that role. And then the fact that he got bested and such a, like, I mean, Edward Norton's about to be free. Like, he's going to do 30 days, and then he's back on the streets. Like, that psychopath is going to kill again.
And the fact that he was giving Laura Linney such a hard time of, like, do you feel good killing this man? Like, that'll be on your conscience. And it's like, here's this on yours, baby girl. What you about to do?
And I really think that Maura Tierney could have done more. Like, I wish we had spent more time in his little office with her and Andre Brower. Like, I could have had more of that.
Have you guys watched Homicide: Life on the Streets the first couple of years with Andre Brower?
Oh, no.
So I watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I think it's the same thing.
It's 100% not the same thing.
Is he a cop in both?
Yeah.
All right.
Frank Pembleton is amazing.
Frank, his name's Frank Pembleton? What? He sounds like a fucking insidiously, incestuously Caucasian golfer.
Did you watch The Wire?
I listened to the Haim song, The Wire. I did watch the first season of The Wire.
Did you?
Yeah.
So I think like The Wire is the best, and then the first 3 years of Homicide: Life on the Streets are amazing. That would be like Sunday night HBO TV now.
Yeah.
That's like way up there.
That's amazing.
Station 11.
When was it on?
Probably 90s again. It's all one long day.
The Homicide one would be the HBO Sundays.
So would The Wire, don't you think?
Well, The Wire was on HBO, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
The Wire. Here's the thing. So during the dark stages of the pandemic.
As it was the light stages?
I know. I was like, 3, 2, 1, Poppy. I watched Broadchurch and then immediately went into The Wire. And after the season one of The Wire, I was like, I need to take a break from the sadness.
Broadchurch is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
It's so devastating.
It literally fucked me up. Yeah. So
it was like Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, I never. People told
don't,
me not
don't,
to watch
don't.
They told me
don't.
Not to.
Do not.
I trusted. People said you will not come back.
I was just looking to feel, and so I was watching. I was like, I went into the Toni Collette one, Hereditary, and then I was just like, I just need to like counter intent.
Did not count other things. Watch Chris Hemsworth working out, or like we went opposite. I was like, "Hey, Zac Efron, where are we going?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "You seem like a genial dolt. Let's go."
I just needed to feel like a controlled emotion, and the only thing that could rival my fear was different fear.
But we were all watching Station 11, where they had a real pandemic and the airplane crashed.
Bro, I was watching Train to Busan, and I was fucking watching Contagion.
Yeah.
I went to it. Did it not make sense?
It did not.
Poppy.
All right, most rewatchable scene.
when Laura Linney is cross-examining Andre Brower on the witness stand.
I liked when Frances McDormand was like trying to incite the psychosis and was like tapping on the camera and everything, and then she was just so into it. That hit.
Or was it a psychosis?
That part.
Is it all an act?
I have to watch the end a million times. When he's in the jail cell and he's like, "Thank you, Mr. Vail, and please tell Miss whatever that I'm sorry I hurt her neck."
Really weird last name.
Yeah, and then he comes back and he's like, "Well, good for you, buddy." Oh, I know you're starting to feel real good about little Aaron there.
Why we watch this? I feel like you say the good for you line.
I do. And when I listen to the rewatchables, they also say it all the time. I was like, I always say that. Well, good for you, Marty. It's so true. I love to watch it because I really think that Edward Norton acts his fucking ass off.
He really does.
As Aaron, you totally believe him. As Roy. And then at the end when he's flip-flopping back and forth and you're like, oh, you're not doing it as well. Oh, my God. This is amazing. I was in hook, line, and sinker.
And he thought Marty was signaling to him when he was...
He's like, it's like we were dancing, Marty. Oh, and then he gets this real weird accent at the end. He's like, oh, come on. You knew.
And the HFPA also knew, which is why they awarded him a Golden Globe for that performance. Edward Norton.
He was amazing.
We were volleying, and you were just like, no. The U.S. Open is going on right now, so having a great time. Your mom and I are collectively drooling over Carlos Alcaraz.
Yay, I'm so glad you and my 81-year-old mother find the same men attractive.
I love it. She told me all about my past lives. We've always had the same taste.
What's aged the best?
Richard Gere.
Justice.
There is no justice.
That's true.
Probably Andre Brower and Maura Tierney, because they both do look exactly the same. And I know I'm taking this literally, but also that type of gore, that has become real trenchant in our current culture. And I'm not sure that was a big thing in the 90s.
It's just a real good crime story.
Yeah. I miss the procedural courtroom. And so this month was like courtroom movies. I'm like, no, courtroom movies used to be a staple.
Yeah, we don't really have those anymore.
No, and the big twist. Mm-hmm. Like now it's commonplace, but back then it was
The Sixth Sense. Kept turning.
What's that?
The twist kept turning in that one. Like it had a Sixth Sense where it just like it kept evolving, which was really fun.
Yeah.
That's like, back when movies
figured it out.
Yeah. Well, that's when movies were movies.
I
because
we might be tying it up with a bow, but instead we're going to leave.
And they were talking about the rewatchables. They're like, this is the era in the 90s when just movies ended making you feel bad. Nobody left in a good mood. You're like, ugh.
Yeah, it was just like, let's go through this together for 2 hours.
And then just and see. Yeah. Sorry, did we cut you off?
We didn't wrap up any story. I mean, really a lot of things were left dangling. And we're just like, I guess there's still a lot of bad people out there in the world that are going to continue to fuck shit up.
And Martin Vale is one of them. Yes.
And that's why you buy the VHS, because you'd want to watch it again. It's like K-pop songs that are now like a minute long, just to like get streams.
I think the one person who has changed, Martin Vale will never be the same.
He could have turned in his... He could have gone against his oath, lost his license, and told them what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He can break attorney-client privilege.
He still might.
Client-pliny privilege.
I know.
He's not going to.
Where's the Equalizer 2 of this?
In the beginning when he's like, is this a cover story? You know what I mean? He's looking for the press. He's a piece of shit.
Well, and then Laura Linney knew that. That's why she was like, oh my God, will you sign this? Will you sign this like fucking magazine where you're on the title? Like,
she was very unattractive in this movie.
Unattractive inside. Outside, she was really pretty.
The haircut was not the...
No, not that part. But, like, she's just, like, so cold and so...
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I'm into that. My favorite character is, let's say, from Superstore, Dina. From Gilmore Girls, Paris.
Yeah. Obviously.
So, like, I love the cold-hearted bitches. They fuel me. Also, it's like when people were saying, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, we should, instead of just having like Barbie was great, but like, instead of just like superhero movies, we should have like these comedies, these like mid-range comedies, like Bottoms. Like, I really love that. And I was like, you're just talking about like movies in the 90s and early 2000s when you could have like the blockbuster, but then also the crime procedural and also the not amazing, but still wonderful rom-com sort of situation. And like Netflix, you have to answer for this too.
Oh, yeah, should we not be watching things since they're on strike?
They said they have not called for a boycott yet.
Okay.
So we wait till they call.
We're listening, whatever. It's just like with COVID, we're listening
and
to the CDC.
Once they call for it, we just watch all the A24 movies, I guess.
And then with the strike, we're listening to Fran Drescher. And we're just going based on what she says.
Yeah, why does A24 get an exception? I mean, they agreed to the demand.
Yes, because they've already negotiated.
Because they already like me. Yeah.
You know how I feel about A24.
I know.
We don't really need the niche.
We do now.
Bougie.
It's the only way to get films made. That's why Rachel Sennott is a star. Bodies, bodies, bodies. Shiva, baby. Sit and Shiva.
Yeah.
Sit and Shiva, baby.
Not Shiva, baby. Shiva. Overacting award. Anybody? I mean, it could have gone real wrong with Edward Norton.
I know. He did handle that beautifully.
I feel like...
It was the biggest acting of the movie was Edward Norton.
I feel like Frasier's dad is always right on the tipping point. Of like, just
but I fucking
there.
Love that bitch. So I will never say it. No, I feel like everyone just acted appropriately.
Good. Half-assed internet research, like 2,000 people auditioned for this part, and originally Leo had signed on to do it and then decided not to. Whoa. Because the script wasn't good enough. And so Edward Norton helped come up with the ending.
Oh, interesting. See, that's what you got to like push through. It is insane how Leo has aged as a person. Ugh. Just like...
Young Leo was a fucking dream.
Dream. And then it just shifted.
Well, I haven't seen any of the last... The Revenant.
No, but it shifted
the
before then,
can,
too.
I think it's the last one.
Yeah,
Catch Me If You Can was right on the edge before he became like a fucking blockhead.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? This Boy's Life.
Perfect. The one he was in with the David Flawless or whatever. Total Eclipse or Eclipse or something. It was gay. And it did not do well. And it was poorly reviewed.
I'm thinking of the
and that's why became a homophobe.
Phoenix one with Gus Van Sant.
Oh, no. Well, that one hits. My Private Idaho?
Yeah, My Own Private Idaho.
And it's like, all right. I was there. You could just let me have that one. I don't know, but I know that you're wrong.
The Beach, which was a terrible movie and also a terrible book, but I loved it so much.
Oh my God, it's like Red, White, and Royal Blue. You should read it.
I will. I am in the queue for the audiobook.
Oh, bad. It's like, oh, the audiobook, the author, oh, I do not care for him.
We don't know if he's reading it.
The author's a woman.
Oh, we don't know if she's reading it.
No, but I've listened to the audiobook and it's by a man who's terrible. Good luck. See, I like to leave the podcast much like people left the theaters in the 90s, feeling terrible.
Could this movie be remade as a 10-episode Netflix series?
Easily.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
100%. We would be in. Absolutely.
Extraordinary Attorney Woo.
Yeah. Yeah, just like it's fully
what
invest.
What was the Mayor of Easttown?
Oh, yeah.
It would feel very much like
good
that.
One.
Oh, that's so smart. Yeah.
Who won the movie?
Edward Norton.
Yep.
Roy. Roy won the movie.
Roy won the movie.
This no, is why you Marty, there is no Aaron.
That's why you don't trust white men. You can't trust them. You just can't trust them.
Any picking nits that you want besides my, this doesn't actually make sense.
And no justice for Shaughnessy. Yeah.
No justice for anyone.
No justice for anyone.
I mean, I think I already did mine when the intro was just like, we're just lawyers doing lawyer stuff. And Maura Tini is just here to put me into a fucking tux.
It really didn't hit the right note for you in the beginning.
I was like, fuck this. I was like, this is my semantic error. This is my semantic era.
And we really caused a trauma there that will never be healed.
No, it won't.
We've never brought it up again. We both apologized many times.
It's amazing. I think Napoleon apologized for his wars. No one could hear him because he was so diminutive. But yeah, and then it just got good. So like, you've got great taste. What can I say?
And we were in a better time for movies.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Cranking out films.
We grew up in a better time for music.
And now for sure.
Teddy super Bear. Super shy. Wait a minute while I make you mine. Make you mine. No, no, no,
no, no, no, no. Any final thoughts?
What's Richard Gere up to?
I think he got banned. I don't know. Did he?
Did he?
Get canceled?
Was
He's
he the
also
one...
a Buddhist. He's a big time Buddhist.
Yeah, which goes. Is he the one that was theorized? Presumably falsely, to have a gerbil inside of his rectum for sexual pleasure.
Can you imagine your whole fucking life?
What?
You've never heard about that felching, like that Richard Gere supposedly started it, where you put an hamster up your butt, which is not true. It's an urban myth.
It was a gerbil. That was the part. It was not a hamster. It was a gerbil.
Guess what Richard Gere's middle name is? Tiffany.
Cheryl.
Oh, I think I knew that once. Wow, you were on the right thing.
I mean, I went weighty.
You're on the right track, baby. We were more this name.
I did think the one night stand line was my favorite line. of the movie.
Fair.
And One Night Stand with You was like 6 months.
Or... It was a one night stand. It just lasted 6 months.
Cut to, you know, the core.
I love redefining math. Oh, and also the line where he's like, it's not a good idea to stick your thumbs in the eyes of the most powerful people in the city. Immediate flashback to the eyeless priest. And I was like, oh.
The eyeless priest did take me back to the birds.
It's not their eyes I'm aiming for.
Yeah, where the birds.
I was like, oh no, he's going to carve eyes out.
Ate out their eyes. And then also with the mountain and the eyes with Pedro Pascal. Yes.
And the equalizer too. Yeah. Pedro and the eyes.
Pedro's eyes constantly being squished.
Oh,
in.
Pedro.
And Pedro has eyes only for men, but people continue to insist that he's straight, which is just exhausting.
What do we care?
I know. Maybe people should stop continuing to insist on anything for him.
Oof.
Just let him live.
Absolutely not. No. I need to live up to my fantasies. And I'm sure when he searched his name, which he has admitted to on Vanity Fair,
I'll find my blog.
It was cute. Am I proud of it? No.
Have you heard of this blog? No. Are you going to listen to it later? Yes.
Absolutely.
When's the super gay Pedro Pascal movie coming out?
I know. With Ethan Hawke, right?
I think it already did, didn't it?
What?
It's like a short film.
Thank God. How much gay sex can we take? Tell Miss Venable I'm sorry?
Oof. Yeah. When he thought they were in it.
I just had to kill Linda Mr. Vale.
No one did. But we all wondered where Linda was. It was interesting that the sex acts didn't involve the priest. He was just like coordinating them with each other. That was a twist for me.
And that whole thing was like, act like a man. Jesus, I knew exactly what you wanted from me. It was like we were dancing, Marty. So good.
October 4th.
So not yet.
Nationwide it comes out? As will we all.
We shall see. Strange Way of Life.
Is what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were just saying something.
Yeah, Strange Way of Life.
Homophobic.
Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks for another great recommendation.
She hasn't missed yet.
We love when we hang out in the 90s.
It hits. It's just like the colors are muted. The fashions
the jackets are
wild.
Are huge.
The shoulder pads are insane. Oh yeah.
The squareness of the hair.
I know. We were boxy little bitches.
We were boxy bitches. Andre Brower is so cute, though, with his glasses.
He's adorable.
Him so much.
And he looks so gay in that. And I was just like, yes, bitch. And then he becomes gay later. There's always time. In Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh.
He's a big old homo.
I'll give that show another try.
You really do have to, like, it needs to find you.
Yeah.
You can't fight for it.
I know. Parks and Rec is like that.
Because it took me, like, 5 different times of watching the first 5 episodes and just being like, I got nothing. I like the clips. I like the gifs. But I can't. And then once it gets you, it fucking gets you. Like gonorrhea.
What's wrong?
She was supporting me until the end. And now she's just disappointed that we're friends. Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far, but I was supporting you until the end.
And then she was just like, oh, this is why you can't trust him. I told you you can't trust a white man.
It's so true.
Here I am.
Well, who's picking next?
Emma.
I did Equalizer.
Here back to you, Samantha Kerr.
And I'll go back to you. Okay, I'll have to give that some thought about what I can emotionally handle. And then I will get back to you. Because I'm trying to think of, like, things that y'all haven't seen that would be lovely, things that Emma hasn't seen specifically, and things that aren't Asian because of the xenophobia that's present here.
Extraordinary Attorney Woo was, like, my favorite show of the last 5 years.
All right, I have an Asian friend, too.
I listen to more Blackpink than you do now.
Blackpink in your area.
Is there an ointment for that?
It does hit every time, and I'm annoyed by laughing at it every time, but it is a good one. All right, I'll think about it.
We'll let you know when we know. I hope you enjoyed this little bonus episode.
I certainly enjoyed Primal Fear.
You're already supporting us because you wouldn't be listening to this already if you didn't. So thank you so much for that. We truly don't deserve it, especially Nick.
First of all, I deserve it more than anyone who's ever lived. But no, we super appreciate you and it is super lovely and super thank you. Hashtag super shy. Bubble. Stacy girls, it's going down. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.